Nice to see so many people here.
Is that everyone? Great. So we have Mark Sampson, head coach. First question for you.
Mark, you got a lot closer to America than to Germany. What do you feel about that game?
Well, I think first and foremost, we have to say we're disappointed not to get something out of it. We obviously wanted to win the game, and we asked a lot of the players this week in terms of their effort and the work ethic we wanted, considering the stage of the season they're at. You know, these players aren't ready to play a game of this intensity yet in the pre-season period. They were, a lot of them 2 weeks ago were on a sun lounger in some sunny European country, so we have to bear that in mind. But I thought the work ethic of the players and their intent to apply some of the principles we worked on this week was outstanding. So we're disappointed not to get a result, obviously, because I felt we deserved at least a point, at least a draw, especially bearing in mind we scored a very good goal.
That must have been, well, frustrating to say the least, because it was well inside, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's disappointing. And you know, from the moment France hit a shot from that distance, and it's just good centre-forward play. One forward drops in, gets on the half turn. The mate gets on the shoulder and is ready for a through pass, and if not, a rebound. And you know, Jodie's done exactly what she needed to do. Has gone and tapped it in. That was an important moment for Jodie to score a goal, for the first international goal, and disappointed it was ruled out.
You went for a change of formation, a 4-4-2. You wanted to be more solid in your own back third. Were you happy with that?
Well, in terms of open play, I felt we weren't cut open at all. I don't think the Americans found a way through our block. I think sometimes they found a way round and probably put too many crosses into the box for our liking, but we defended those crosses admirably in the main. And obviously we dealt with a huge aerial threat. I thought the two centre-backs and the two centre-field players really stepped up to the plate today. They, you know, let's not forget who they're playing against, the likes of Wambach, Morgan running off, and then people like Press coming in off the line to pick up second balls. You know, that's physicality. You need to stand up to that. And I thought both our centre-backs and midfield players really did that. And you know, we knew before the game we had to show that side to us. And certainly think the Americans know they're in a game.
What do you think of Fran Kirby? She was a name star woman at the team. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think we're pleased with Fran. I thought her work ethic, application to do the role we asked of her, she was really unselfish. You know, for a forward to drop as deep as what Fran and Jodie did, you know, you have to be a certain mentality forward to do that work for the team and sacrifice yourself for the team effort. And I thought Fran and Jodie did that exceptionally well, and both of them were obviously a huge threat on the counter-attack. And not only the goal that Jodie scored, but I thought there was other moments in the game where they worked together and linked up well where they possibly could have finished. So I'm really pleased with both of them too.
What was your thinking behind Emmy when you brought her on?
Ask again, sorry.
Your thought process behind bringing Emmy on when you did, rather than at any other point in the
game? Yeah. Well, we just felt that we wanted to get a result from the game, and at that stage of the game we wanted to try and press a bit higher, commit a few more bodies to attack, and obviously be more of a threat in behind with Emmy's pace against some tired defenders. And I thought the girls who came off the bench made a really good impact. You know, the likes of Leanne, Emmy, Farah, Jess Clark, even towards the end, you know, came on and impacted the game. And delighted to get Alex Greenwood some more minutes against a big opponent. But, you know, the guys who started really put a shift in to open up those spaces. And I thought the team and the squad show what a tight group they are, that they all played their role. You know, people like Annie, Leanne, Farah knew what their role would be. The starters have put a shift in, opened up some spaces, and then hopefully they could come on and maybe create some more chances. But unfortunately, we just couldn't quite finish them off.
Do you feel you've, having had these two defeats, you've almost learnt more than in the whole of that first year when you seemed to be not cruising, but you had a great run? Now you've had these two tougher games. Has this been a good lesson for you as well?
Without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, disappointed to lose 2 in a row, obviously. I haven't done that for a long time. But, you know, it's about learning and about the team getting better. And when you play against these top-tier nations, you've just got to keep bashing the door down. It's hard. You've got to get up and go again and keep fighting. But the players dust themselves down from that Germany game. They got on the front foot again, and they were much better. You know, in the areas we needed to be better, they were much better. So I'm really pleased with the progress the team's made, and we're really keen now to get our heads down and take on all these challenges, because eventually we've got to find a way to win.
Do you have a sort of team in your mind now, close to the World Cup, or is it you're going to be experimenting quite a lot, or do you have an idea in your mind of the team that you want, the squad that you want going forward to Canada?
I think one of the strengths of this group is that we can change the team to adapt the different styles, formations and strategies without suffering in terms of quality of player. You look at the difference between a Joe Potter and a Farrell Williams. You're both excellent football players but offer different qualities. And we don't want to be a team that is one style, who can only play short passes, and we don't want to be a team who can only play long passes. So we need to have that variety. And the pleasing thing for me is that we can change the group and it won't have too much of an impact on the performance of the team, which go into a tournament where there's the potential of seven matches, you need to use the group you've got at your disposal. We don't want to just have a starting 11 and rely on those players.